Puts up with me with my dafyanya, even though the ikur is learning the way yeshiva learns. But I go into yeshiva and then I was on Pesach Pesuach like a month. I tell them, I don't know the daf, we did it in one day, yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. But we know that the ikur is the limud haTorah that helps learning yeshiva, the heart of it, the yeshiva of that all. It's the real Torah, so like this, the yeshiva, the say a few words if I can see him.
Mazel tov, mazel tov. It's a big simcha in such dark times to have a siyum. Pasuk says, V'hayu, amud esitecha choyser in Yeshuas. And Chazal darshan, V'haya emuna sitech emuna zeseh d'zrayim itecha zeseh d'mayim choysen zeseh d'noshin. And the word choysen means a choysek. It means the strength. And when you want to speak about the strength of the Jewish nation, it's choysen. It's the relationship of the family. It's the choysen, it's the seder noshin. As Rav mentioned, we say, Anu mashkimen behe mashkimen. When you want to look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Ummah Yisra'ilah, we are one against 70. What are they mashkim for? What is their family life? What are they looking for in their children? They bring up the children on the other side, says, Ein Reutzchim. And we bring up our children, Sahabin Midas Tigers. That's what we bring up our children, and that's the Anam Hashkimen, Behe Hashkimen. The Chosin Yeshuas, that's the strength. That's the strength of Klal Yisrael, is the Chosin, is the family. I understand a lot of Bali Simcha tonight. We'll speak about that. The first Bali Simcha is my Yadid, the Magid Shir, of Leiby. Smach Zvulam B'tzeisecha V'yisacha V'ohelecha. I'm used to speaking about Leiby when he's the Zvulam. When he's the Zvulam, I have my speeches all set out. But it's the first time I get to speak to him about the Yisacha. But I want to tell the Olam, there's one nekuda here between the Leiby of the Zvulam and the Leiby of the Yisacha. If I would ask the animator, Abari, if you could bring out his diagram from Shabbos. The Gemara says, why did it Aleph, Beis, Gimel? What is the Aleph? Aleph is Aleph, Lur. Bina is Bina. Gimel is Goymel Chasodim. That's why it's Gimel and Dalit. And the Gemara goes through the whole formation. I'm sure the chart it had it. The whole formation had a gimel. Its front leg is running after the dal. And the Gemara says that a goymel dalim, a person who's a goymel chesed, he runs after the chesed. He runs after the chesed. As Leiby told me recently, I finished with the yeshiva building and the Eivishter gave me other chasadim. He's a goymel chesed like Avraham Avinu. He has a tour. But he sits out there in the heat of the day, waiting. That's the Goymel Chasadim. That's the Gimel. That's he's looking out for it. And that's saying Mida, I could say, in his Yisachar. I know Leiby for 30 years. He was from the best Bachman in my Shir many years ago. It's a Lamdin and Amkin. He could say Torah. He could say Chaburis. In fact, I don't know if the Oyl knows. He gave up a high-paying second Seder job that he had Alkus and Longus. And why did he do it? He did it because Goymel Chesed, he thought the Oilam would not go for his Chaburis 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. But the Daf Yomi, that's where he could be Matzliach with the Oilam, and he was the Goymel Chesed. He gave it up. All for the Olam, all for the Goymel Chasadim. And the Zvulun, the Yisachar, is the same exact Midah. and Mazel Tov to the Magid Shir, and you should be Zoicha, the right of Chesed, Ach Toiva Chesed, Yedifuni, Koy Mechoya, the Eichishu should be right of you with Toiva Chesed. The second Baal Simcha, Bali Simcha, I understand, is the Chabura. It's hard for me to keep up with the numbers. I'm not sure they're holding 10,000 or 9,000 with the Zoom, but I know it's a very high number of the Bnei Chabura. And you understand that Moyed, Zroya Moyed Nashim, is Ham Shas. There's a famous mice, I think it goes with Eliezer Silver and the Ragachover. That Eliezer Silver, Rabbi Eliezer Silver met the Ragachover. And he said, you could fahar me a half shas. And the Ragachover asked him, Velcha how? He said, any half you want. Any half you want. So the Oilam is holding by half shas. Half shas. And we hope in a few more years, the Oilam could say, Velcha half you want. You could fahar me on any half. But the Pasuk says, Leib Chacham b'yaminoi, V'leib Sil b'smoiloi. I once heard of Shat, why does the Chacham look to his right and the Ksil look to his left? And the Pshat goes that when you read in Lashon Kodesh, it's from right to left. So if you're Ksil, you only look at the future. You look at the left. But if you're a Chacham, you look back. Leib Chacham b'yamino, you look back. And the Olam is holding by doing a second half of Shas. Right, the Lumbar Mitzia, the Achloiku, the second half of the Talis, that's what you're holding by. And if you want him at Sliach more in the Tzveita Hal, you have to look back in the Ershta Hal. And that's the Leif Kochum B'minoi, in retrospect, how could I have done better? What could I have done better? Shlomo Melech says, Toyer Shalomarati Ba'af, he umbeli. When it's hard and it's af, and it takes kaifus, that's the Torah that's misguided by the person. And obviously a person's getting up 5 in the morning to learn the daf, that's Torah shalomadati ba'af. But maybe we could go a step further. Maybe we could go a step further. You have a Magid Shir who puts it down, he prepares, he puts it down, kesim l'chadasha. But maybe during the day, you should excuse me. Maybe take out from your shul a Shas Vilna that only has one side. It only has one side. And sit down and chazer that blat azoyim v'katan and tri v'kadairis. It's hard, but you have the shir already. And Torah shalomarati ba'af, that's the Torah that's going to be niskayim. And maybe the Tzveita half, the second half of Shas, you'll be able to get more than the first half. And the last Bali Simcha is the Choshev Ephraim, who, as the Rav explains, let their husband go up in the morning. And I'm sure if you get up at 5 in the morning, you have to go to sleep pretty early. And in Mela, there's a lot of work that could have been done. And the Nashim Shananois, the Nashim Chashuvois, are letting their husbands be steiging. I want to get over, I once heard B'Shem de Brisker of. The Gemara says, Nashi b'mai zachin. What are Nashi zaychu with? And everyone knows in the Geras HaGrod, Gar wanted to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a letter to his mother and his wife. And he says, Amoyah de Gazach in the letter, he says that just like by men, the Torah tablet, the Yetzirah is very strong. But the only way you can fight is Torah tablet. The Goyen says that by Nashim, the way you fight the Yetzirah, he says, is with Tzlius. That is where the woman can have her tablet. That's where she can fight the Yetzirah. And still the Gemara asks, Nashi b'mai zachin, with what are the Zayfer Torah? And the Gemara says, the Zayfer Torah. Nashi b'mai zachin, b'krayu banayu l'bei kenishta, Uvasnai Gavrayu Bei Rabbanon, Vinatu Le Gavrayu Ad Asamir Bei Rabbanon. And Rashi says they bring the young children Bei Knishta, and Rashi says they learn Mikra in the shul. And then they bring them to the base of Medrash. Rashi Sharon learns, they learn Mishnah of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says they're not from the Gavraya, Matinas, Lebaleim, Leislam, Rishus, Lelechas, Lil, Mitzoyer, Viracharis. And the Bishrav said these are the three Amudim of Torah. There's Mikra, there's Mishnah, and there's Mishamish, Talmid, Chachomim. There's the Iyun of Torah. And the Nashim could be Zoycha with these three Amudim by helping the Gavraya, not the Gavraya, the Zoycha to Mikra, the Zoycha to Mishnah, and they're also Zoycha to Amelis B'Torah, the Zoycha to the Amelis B'Torah. Must be mentioned that obviously we live in a very shver matzah, a very shver matzah. And everyone wants to do something who can help their matzah. And I want to quote for you a lashon of the Chazon Ish that he wrote about in the Shas Melchama. Tzarech l'chazek b'limud haTorah b'shvil lahavos zchuyos l'klal uprat v'zeh tov mitaynis. It's more important to learn Torah to get zchus from the klal than to fast. And then he writes, "V'yomer ma'elu in meis melchama hamischazek b'limud haTorah who oiseh chesed in kol Yisrael." The way we help is by learning Torah, by doing the daf and doing it over and getting it. And then he writes, "Ein sofik shemashkiim koyches v'zikar rabim, avol zikar rabim hagadol biyosei hu zichoy atzmi. Adam shemisale v'drabe shleimus mizake v'zeh es harabim." The more you work on yourself, and the more klor you get, the more liman haTorah. That is where you help the rabbi. And I just want to finish off with a lashon of the Chofetz Chaim, who brings a medrash. And he says, "Ein Yisrael nigal and loy mitoich tzar, v'loy mitoich shibud, v'loy mitoich hatiltul, v'loy mitoich hatayra, v'loy mitoich hadoicha, v'loy mitoich shein mezoinis, el mitoich hasara b'nei adam, shein yoishim ze etzul ze v'yak kol echad mehem, koyre v'shoyne im chaveroi, the way we're zoicha to Geula is 10 people, and you have 20, 30, 40, 50. That's most of the studios, and we should all be zoicha. So the Eibishter should be take us out of this sorrow with the source of Liman HaTorah.